Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
My name is Sachin.
Once again.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I personally have been slacking off.
It's
So,
difficult. You've been busy.
no, I haven't. Apologies. Apologies. Let's see. So, topics first, I should announce to the listening public that
This could affect them.
this could affect it probably won't affect them at all, but this could affect the regularity of our podcast or the format of our podcasts at
Well, that's a
least.
good point. That's a good point.
I've accepted a job, and the job is in East Africa.
Kenya.
Bum bum bum.
Man, that's life-changing.
It's definitely podcast changing. Though the funny thing is that maybe it just hasn't set in or something like that, but
Right.
it doesn't really feel like a life-changing situation. It sort of almost feels like, oh, maybe that'll be a cool adventure or something, but it's not got the same sort of magnitude to my life that the decision to go to the Peace Corps after college had. That was kind of a big deal. And this is sort of like, I'm just taking a job and I'll be gone for a while.
Was it a big deal, like, even in retrospect? I mean, I can imagine then it was a big deal, but now.
Then it was, well, and it was a big deal in terms of where my life went.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a big life-changing, sort of like career-altering path, because like now you've kind of like pursued the stuff that you sort of got into when you went to the Peace Corps. It's not like if I had gone and I went for 2 years and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna start doing computers or chemistry or like building cars or something. It wouldn't really apply. But it seems like you've sort of embraced is like this word that's weird, but like you've kind of sort of like gone on to that, continued the path,
I
or
embraced it.
you continued the
I
legacy.
I've held it tight. I keep it close to me at night.
Have you written any like what kind of letters have you written that path? Like a love letter? Like what kind of
I've
words were you?
written most of the letters. I think I've avoided K. But with the exception of K, I've written most of the letters since then. Boom. Edit that section out. Woo!
That was a slow one there.
Tonight's episode has been brought to you by the letters Q and P and the number 4. What kind of letters have I written? I don't understand.
Because you've like embraced it, right? Like I would imagine, like it
Oh,
was a
okay.
love
All right.
letter,
Wow.
like dear Peace Corps of 2002. I'm so happy that we've got together. You really changed my life and for the better, really. I don't know where I would have been without you.
No, I've never done that. Sorry.
Wow, that's a pretty cold embrace, I think.
No, it was a figurative embrace. Sorry. There were way too many jokes riffing off of that word. Wow. But So anyway, I think when I was 22 and heading off to the Peace Corps, that seemed like a bigger decision. Maybe I was just like, I'll be gone for 2 years. But I think for at least a year or so before then, I had decided that's what I wanted to do. Maybe to the detriment of realizing that I would have to find a real job thereafter, And so consequently, I've sort of stuck with these Peace Corps-esque positions. But anyway, once more
So
onto the breach.
how do you think it's gonna affect the podcast? Like how do you think we
Well,
should
I was kind of imagining, like, what if, I don't know if it's possible, but we could do like a Skype recording.
We could,
I
I
don't know
think.
if we can record those conversations, but I think it would be kind of interesting to
I mean
try.
I'm sure we could figure it out.
We still have a few more podcasts left. Don't fret not, fair listeners.
We could probably come up with some low rent
We
like solution.
and also before I head off, I've got a couple months before I go anywhere. So we'll get a few more podcasts under our belt
Oh, what we could do is like alienate all our listeners before you leave, and then just won't.
and That's one plan. We just burn ourselves into the ground.
Burn the bridges.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But anyway, the news is I'll be going to Kenya in maybe early July, maybe the end of June.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, what's yeah. Well, and you know what's kind of cool? One of the reasons I decided, oh, what the hell, I'll do it, is because in development, if you're what I guess they call a development professional as opposed to an academic,
right?
It's hard to leap oceans. You know, if you become a development professional in Latin America, then you're probably going to have a career in Latin America. And right. You might go to Nicaragua, and then you might go to Paraguay, and then you might go to, you know, El Salvador or something like that. But you're pretty much going to stay in Latin America. And here I got the opportunity to continue in this weird path of being, quote unquote, a development professional.
Right.
And hop to the other side of the pond. And I thought, all right, that's pretty cool. I'll give that a shot and see how it goes. And so, yeah, that should be fun.
That's exciting. So, like, I'm definitely going to have to come visit, I guess.
Yeah. And then could record one there.
Ooh.
That'll be, like, what we could have is, like, the half Africa episodes leading up to it. And then you could come visit. And then it would be the full Africa episode.
Yeah.
The full African experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Have you, and this would probably, I think you've now like set, you will have set foot on pretty much every continent except for Australia and Antarctica, which doesn't count.
Knowing people though who have set foot on Antarctica, I would think they might take offense at that.
That's just like, you know, that's just like chalking. I'm like, you're just like padding your stats if you said you've been to Antarctica. It's like, come on.
Well, I think it's probably pretty beautiful.
I'm sure it is, you know, but it's like you go there for academic and like research.
Right. Or you go there to go there.
You go there to go. That's kind of the reason a lot of people go places, though, I suppose, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess. I mean, to some extent, you know, in sort of a self-analytical eye, that's part of my reasoning for, you know, taking the job in Kenya. It's sort of like, yeah, I want to go there. I want to have that experience of trying to, you know, live and work in this area.
It's not it'll be different. Yeah, Africa, South America, North America, Europe, mm-hmm. Asia.
Yeah.
Only two left.
I got some of the big ones off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
does Greenland count as part of North America?
I think it's...
Or is it just an island?
You know, I don't know. Greenland might be part of North America.
It's big enough to contend.
You know, it's actually... I think if you look at the map, it's actually not that big. It's just that because it's up there... You know how everything really spreads out
because right.
of the
yeah,
way it's
yeah,
mapped?
Yeah.
If you look on a globe, it's not super big. It's pretty big.
It's pretty big. I mean, it's bigger than California.
Sure. But
it's,
I mean, you know.
I mean, it's not as big as Australia. But I would say I would probably give it like one-third Australia status.
But I mean, Australia barely can we climb.
You're saying it's barely a continent? It just...
They're just... I mean, they're fortunate that they're isolated. Like, if they were closer to Asia, it would just be part of Asia.
Well, you know what they do? They call Australia and Indonesia and all those islands, New Zealand and whatever, Oceania.
Yeah. Well, so that's probably a better sort of like, okay, fine, you know.
But when you hear the word continent, you think like single landmass.
True. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll think about that one and leave it for another podcast, maybe.
The same, like, Jupiter committee. Or not Jupiter. The Pluto committee. The one that, like, took away Pluto status. Maybe they can tackle this problem next.
Of Australia.
Yeah.
Or Greenland. Maybe Australia is not.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
Australia
Greenland.
Is pretty big.
The problem with Greenland.
Yeah. What is Greenland?
What is Greenland?
Part of Denmark, I guess. It's an autonomous region.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But... I think the majority of the population is actually of the like native Greenlanders.
I think that's pretty safe to say, given that Denmark is not that big a country.
Well, I mean, but still, I mean, it's not like England was a big country, but they colonized a hell of a lot of places, you know.
Yeah, they did.
And so you could think if like going by like the US and Canada as sort of an example, you might think, oh, well, maybe Greenland's full of Danes.
But they colonized places that were already populated. I mean, they didn't really colonize places that weren't populated already.
Right, but Greenland was populated.
True. And what I'm saying
just
is,
with a
like,
small population.
Because, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, when England colonized these places, it wasn't like there were a lot of English people there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is, like, yeah, although Denmark might have authority over Greenland, I would not imagine there's very many Danish people there.
Well, but the reason they have authority over Greenland is because Danish colonists, or maybe they were Vikings, went there in the first place and still held allegiance
for
to
sure.
the king of Denmark.
Or and guns.
And guns, yeah, well. Or horned helmets
or
and
whatever.
Swords. Though, actually, I learned that Vikings actually didn't wear horned helmets. And they didn't drink out of their enemies' skulls either.
What?
Yeah, it was just disappointing all over.
I guess the skulls would be hollow. It would be difficult to drink out of them.
No, I mean, you would drink out of them because they're hollow. It would be hard to drink out of a bowling ball.
Or what I mean is, like, you think they would have them upside down.
Yeah. You use, you know, the eye sockets and the nose as, like, your little finger holders.
That's the problem, though. You get all the drink all over your fingers. You don't want that.
Maybe they plug the cavities with cork.
With cork. Or with cartilage, you know?
Yeah. In my imagination, and this apparently was completely historically inaccurate, but in my imagination, it was the skull of an enemy they had killed a while ago, so it was just a bone. It was
right,
not like
right.
There was no fleshy bits.
All right.
And this is the Grizzly Podcast.